Thank you for your introduction, me, and then thank you for all very much for coming today. My name is Moon Seob Lee, a PhD student in UOY Crop Science. And also, in today's presentation, I would like to show you an overview of warm season grass monocultures and mixtures for sustainable bioenergy feedstock production in the Midwest and Great Plains. So, as the demand for alternative renewable energy sources increases, lignocellulosic feedstock has gained increased attention. Also, warm season grasses have been identified as a potential bioenergy feedstock because of high biomass yield and low input and greater ecosystem service when compared to the annual crop. But considering environmental changes such as shifting temperature or precipitation may affect many different aspects of agricultural production. So, considering environmental fluctuation, it is important for bioenergy feedstock to produce consistently the biomass yield. So, to improve resilience in agriculture system, high species diversity have gained increased attention. But there are still debates regarding to the relationship between biomass yield and the species diversity. So the objective of this experiment is to compare the biomass production potential of native warm season grass monocultures and mixtures in the Great Plains and Midwest. The experiment was conducted from 2009 to 2015 in Urbana, Illinois and mid-Nebraska. The experiment design was a randomized complete block design with four replications at both locations, and biomass yield was harvested after killing frost. Warm season grasses including Big Blue Stem and Indian grass and switchgrass and Saiguchi Grandma and Michigan Gigantes were used as plant material, and also the standard seeding rate was applied. But while the Miscanthus gigantes was transplanted by clone because it is a sterile triploid. The disease risk why we use the warm season grass from the Miscanthus to the Saiguchi Grandma, we use different types of cultivar and species, and also those cultivars that are commercially available. And this is the mixture list. Basically, based on Big Blue Stem and Indian grass, based on these two species, we create different kinds of the mixture species mixtures. Let's move on to the result. The effect of species monocultures and mixtures on biomass production was significant at both locations, and also interaction was significant. However, the biomass yield was significantly affected by year at Urbana, but not mid-Nebraska. This is the graph showing the overall biomass yield at Urbana, Illinois. Miscanthus and Cano switchgrass was a high-yielding species in monocultures, and also overall, regardless monoculture and mixture, there are some biomass yield appeared to be fluctuate across 6 years. Similar to the Urbana, the Miscanthus giganteus and Cano switchgrass was also high yielding species in monoculture at mid Nebraska, but unlike Urbana, all of the mixture and the monoculture species biomass yield seems to be consistent across the 6 years. So let's move on to the mixture, the biomass yield mixture. Specifically, I'd like to show you the Big Blue Stem, the mixture. In this case, the Bonanza Big Blue Stem. When you see the graph, the Bonanza and Indian grass mixture resulted in the yield that was similar to the Indian grass. And also, Bonanza and Indian grass and switchgrass three-way mixture produced the yield that was similar to the switchgrass at Urbana. And also the similar pattern was observed in mid-Nebraska. The two-way mixture, Bonanza and Indian grass, produce less biomass CO than Indian grass in monoculture, but three-way mixture Bonanza Indian grass switch grass was produced equal or similar the biomass CO to the switch grass in monoculture. The reason is the observation, possible answer is likely due to the driver species. For example, in big blue stem and Indian grass switchgrass mixture, the majority of biomass yield is coming from the switchgrass. So in this mixture, the three-way mixture yield was similar to the switchgrass. But however, in case of Bonanza, the Bonanza is when you compare the biomass yield, the less productive than other Indian grass switchgrass. So in this case, the mixture, the Bonanza biomass yield was complemented by other grass species. But in the gold mine, the big blue stem mixture, there are not much the difference between the mixture and the monoculture. The reason is the gold mine, the big blue stem, was produced, the yield was comparable to other Indian grass and switchgrass. The effect of yield was different based on grass species. In 2012, in Urbana, Illinois, and Nebraska, we are considered as a drought year. So at Urbana, the yield, there are no yield decline was observed in Michigan's Gigantea and switchgrass, Kenner's switchgrass, but yield decline was observed in Indian grass and big blue stem. However, in Mid Nebraska, in 2012, there are no yield decline was observed except with Indian grass. And in mixture, also we found yield decline was observed in 2012. This big blue stem and Indian grass two-way mixture, and this is the three-way mixture. We found yield decline was observed, but however, in Mid Nebraska, there was no yield decline was observed in 2012. So, to find the answer, the biomass yield pattern. So we looked for the relationship between precipitation and biomass yield. So basically, to find important the seasonal period of precipitation, we are correlation analysis between biomass yield and precipitation was performed, and then looked for one with the highest dual value. So for example, the Bonanza was sensitive to the May to June seasonal precipitation at Urbana, and while gold mine is April to July precipitation was important to achieve the average year at Urbana. And Michigantes Giganteus appeared to be April to June and April to July, the precipitation was important period at each location. But however, Indian grass and switchgrass, we couldn't find very critical or important period of precipitation. It does not indicate precipitation was not related with the biomass yield. So for example, the Indian grass during the growing season to April to September precipitation, we found at least 202 milliliters of precipitation was needed to achieve the average year. And also in switchgrass, during the April to September precipitation, in this experiment, we could not, the growing season precipitation was not below the average, so we couldn't find the critical the precipitation. So as we saw earlier, we saw earlier, yield decline was observed in 2012 in Urbana, but not met. So we specifically looked for the precipitation in 2012. Overall precipitation is higher at Urbana than Mid Nebraska, but when you specifically looking at the April to June precipitation, the Mid Nebraska is higher than Urbana. But however, the July to the September precipitation was higher at Urbana than Mid Nebraska. Just keep in mind two things: April to June precipitation higher in Mid,
but July to September precipitation is higher at Urbana.
So go back to this graph.
The Bonanza and Indian grass seasonally very sensitive to the May to June precipitation. So it might be in 2012, only spring season of a lack of precipitation affect some disadvantage of this grass, which consequently affect the biomass production. However, in switchgrass 2013, yield decline was observed in 2013. The reason is the lack of precipitation of July to the September. So the soil depletion was affect. It's likely due to the soil depletion in switchable root zone because of lack of late precipitation. So this is they affect the biomass yield. So in conclusion, the Mexicanthus giganteus and cannu were the high yielding monocultures at both locations. And for big blue stem, 2A mixtures were not different from the 3A mixture at both locations. Precipitation is a critical factor affecting the biomass yield, and mixtures of different warm season grasses respond differently to seasonal period of precipitation. Yeah, thank you for your attention.
We do have a couple of minutes for questions for Munsu. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
And that is, did you see any effect of during the low precipitation periods in 2012 that in the mixtures, did one species tend to predominate, or one species tend to show, you know, greater drought tolerance than the other in those mixtures during the dry period?
In the mixture, over time the composition grass composition is changing, so it may affect some, even though they're starting with the same portion, same percentage, or starting the percentage, but there are some changes, so that may affect some the biomass yield.
Okay. Yeah, because there has been discussion in the past that the native mixes may be more stable under more stress conditions than a monoculture. So I'm just wondering if you see any evidence of greater stability in the mixtures compared to monoculture.
So question is
they heard the question.
Ah, yeah. So why are you found it? Yeah. So in
stability.
The stability in the monoculture, and cannu and Mexicanthus is in my experiment, they're outstanding, but in mixture, the grass species composition is changing. So with some grass later occupied, and they are each competing, and they are occupied, and some, even though mixture, but they are changing, something like monoculture, or they later, some species occupy all over the area, so that's the reason, a little bit less sense, less the stability drought condition.
Good. Thank you very much.